This is FUV Live Sessions, a podcast brought to you by WFUV in New York City. Each week, we talk to artists in our Bronx studios or at venues around the New York City area and listen to them play a live set. You'll get to hear the songs and learn about the artists. Episodes drop every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts, so be sure to follow and stay up to date on all the latest episodes and to find your new next favorite artist or band or song. And if you like what you hear, please make sure you rate and review the show so other music listeners can find it. This is FUV Live Sessions with Jeff Tweedy.
Has it ever been okay? Have you ever felt full at the end of the day? Is your heart high? Don't lie. Is your heart higher than your mind? You're dying, tracing a line out on your own, like a complete unknown. Is your heart tired? Don't lie. Is your heart to say that could change your day? I don't care about your thoughts, I just want everything you got. Is your heart still trying? Is your heart still alive? Is your heart still fighting to get out?
Thank you. It's good to be here.
The alma maberati lifted in the air. It's still there in the air since 1973. every day. It's every day. It's every day. It's every day. It's every day. The war of Marperati, put in his right hand. He kept it there in the air since 1973. It's every day. 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 It's not a made-up story, a hyperbole. It's right there in the air since 1973. It's still there. It's in the air. It's still there. It's in the air. It's still there. It's in the air. It's still there. It's in the air.
Don't go too far away. There you go. Jeff, you want to sit over here?
Oh, sure.
It's FUV Live from the Bitter End with Jeff Tweedy. A couple of live songs from the new album Twilight Override, which is out now, the fifth solo album from Jeff Tweedy. It's a triple album, and you also did the song Enough. I cannot get enough. I wish you would have put more songs on there.
Oh, okay. Next time we'll make a quadruple record.
Yes, yes, please do.
And we'll direct the criticism into
directly
your inbox.
Directly into me. Yes. Yes, that is totally fine with me. So I bet you did have more than 30. There's 30 songs on this collection. I bet you probably did have more than 30, didn't you?
Well, yeah, it sounds obnoxious, but it really was whittled down from 5 albums.
Well, hopefully some of those will come out in the future.
Some of them are sneaking out. I put one out the other day on my Substack. So
I saw that.
That one I really liked.
You can't make them all. That's too sad. So I understand that you intended on making a triple album. And correct me if I'm wrong, did it start off because you and your boys went on a trip together and you were listening to the Clash triple album Sandinista? Is that true? Or is that lore?
It's both. Yeah, it's lore. And that's what I've kind of identified as maybe what planted the seed. I don't think I thought as we were doing that, that I wanted to make a triple record, but it definitely made me start thinking about triple records, partially because it was so hard to listen to. It was so long. And it was like, it was a challenge. I definitely didn't want to make a triple record like that, which is the way triple records, I think, have usually represented some like opportunity to extend songs and experiment. And, you know, like there's a song on Sandinista that's just one of the other songs backwards, pretty much, you know. So, I mean, I didn't want to do that. But I did think that, you know, it just made me think that it's weird that there aren't more of them.
It's true.
I like Sandinista, don't get me wrong, but I put a lot more effort into that than just turning another song backwards.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Fair enough. Now, you performed a song called Marperati. Can you... I have a question.
Yeah.
You see what I did there?
Yeah, I see what you did there.
All right. Can you talk a little bit about the inspiration behind that?
Yeah, there's a guy named Marperati that has had his hand in the air since to protest war, to promote world peace since 1973, and it's kind of incredible. It's like completely, I think, fossilized at this point. Like, he's lost all of it. I mean, it hurt. He said it hurt for like the first couple of years, and then he's lost all feeling. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, I just like, I'm always fascinated by extremes of behavior and something seemingly futile, but it maybe isn't the point to truly stop violence and peace, but to remind people that we should. And we, you know, I think that that's what it symbolizes more than his failed attempt to end all war, you know. I just don't want him to think of, I don't know him, obviously. I wouldn't want to ever think that that person would go to their grave thinking that they had failed, because I think that it's kind of inspiring and that's kind of all you can do for other people is inspire them, I think.
Well, this is a very inspiring record. And in fact, it's called Twilight Override. And that's kind of what it's about, kind of overriding the darkness and creativity eating darkness, as you say. And can you talk a little bit about just the act of being creative and how that can defeat darkness?
Yes, I think that a lot of people that do things intensely, like writing or creating or painting, or even I think a lot of athletes talk about this flow state or a place where they can get to where they don't think their underlying whatever default setting is gone, and they are just kind of existing in the present. And I think it's worth having a practice. I think it's worth everybody searching for something that gives them that. And in that moment, the really darkness cannot reach you. I don't think that the energy of negativity that's in the world can penetrate that moment where we're actually just alive and not, I don't know, not projecting into the future, not fearing the future, not regretting the past, but just so in that sense, it eats very small amounts of darkness every time you do it, but it does eat darkness nonetheless. I think that that's important.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you're isolated from, or at least you're kept more warm when you're playing music, especially when you're playing it with your family band. And you got your sons, Sammy and Spencer, with you today. And by the way, thank you guys so much for coming. You sound amazing on backing harmonies there. And I understand
I am paying them to be here.
That's good. That's as you should.
Yeah.
They don't work for free. Yeah. You shouldn't value your work. But I think that that is something that you were thinking about when you were writing these songs. You have taken this band out on the road with you for your other solo works, and they're always singing along, right? Mm. I always see you guys singing along with the songs, and when you were writing the music, you probably took that into account, didn't you?
Well, yeah, that was the other... there was a period where I'd just gotten off tour for one of the last solo records. Maybe not even tour, maybe it was like a few shows that we got to do, because the last solo record, Love is the King, came out during the pandemic, so we didn't really tour. But we did work out these arrangements for those songs that had more vocals than they did on the record. And it made me think, wow, I should have done that. I should have taken the time to put these vocals on. But it made me think about how it was just inspiring to write for what we were identifying at the time as kind of a defining sound of what this band sounds like, what it sounds like with my kids and with Macy and Seema and Liam in particular. When we play shows, we rehearse a little bit every day before the show. We have a practice room we always set up with really minimal stuff, but we sound like us in that room, and the way we sound like us in that room is that it's mostly driven by these vocals. So because I was so inspired by that sound in my head to write for, I think that's part of the reason I had a whole bunch of songs before we even started recording, and that probably led to me thinking about a triple record also.
And
Am I talking too much?
No, not enough. It's funny that you said you had a minimal setup, because I think every time I see you play, I see in the background there's probably like 20 guitars in the wings. How does it feel to only have two right there? Does it feel scary? It's
terrifying. No, that's actually, I feel very liberated by not having, it's a burden having so many guitars. It really is.
Smallest violin
you
playing.
You guys can all just go straight to hell. You don't know.
Uh-oh. All right, before we offend him too much.
Everybody suffers the same, okay?
Before we offend him too much, let me ask you one more question, and then hopefully you'll play a couple more songs for us. So one of my favorites from the record is Feel Free, and feel free to play that one in a bit. There's a great line in this, which is, feel free to let it be or let it bleed. So I put it to you, Beatles or Rolling Stones? I have to ask this question. I'm so sorry. It's just, I always want to talk about this.
Well, the only answer that to that question is both. There is nothing about music that requires you to take a side for any type or band or, you know, it's not what it's for. I mean, I guess I get the impulse because music has for a very long time in a commercial culture and been a thing for one of the ways it's been marketed is as identity. And I think that that's just a real disservice to the notion of music being a part of our lives. I think that the generation gap that was marketed to kids during the rock and roll zeitgeist was damaging. I don't think it was good for anybody. And I think it's silly that the idea, oh, no, don't trust anybody over 30. That was dumb, you know? It was just dumb. I mean, I get why they weren't wanting to trust the people that came before them, because they were messing up the world, and they still are. But maybe if we'd worked together, that wouldn't be happening, you know? Maybe if we'd taken a little... Anyway, I just think that, yeah, I get why somebody would be like, I'm a bad boy, I'm into the Stones. Like, and
it's
I don't know what the Beatles kids said. I just like good music, I guess, you know?
I think it would be very contrarian just to say, I don't like the Beatles. I've never met anyone who doesn't like the Beatles.
I've met people that don't like the Beatles, yeah.
Wow. That's crazy. To me, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's a red flag.
It's a total red flag.
It's a road sign pointing straight to Satan's cage.
Well, if you want to worship Satan, feel free. That's also a great line in this song as well, which I hope that you will perform. But, you know, feel free to play whatever you'd like.
Okay.
It's Jeff Tweedy live from the Bitter End.
I get what you're doing. Yeah.
Get on the floor and dream. Cutting pictures out of a magazine. Feel free. Feel free. Plant yourself like a seed. And take your time being buried. Feel free. Feel free. Carry a torch in the street. Say you're full when we know you're empty. Feel free. Feel free. Fall in love with the people you know. And fall harder for the people you don't. Feel free. Feel free to keep it all pristine, clean, and its original packaging. Feel free. Feel free, taking it slow and easy. Even though your heart is racing, feel free. Feel free to swim alone in an open sea. Bounce around, holding a baby. Feel free. Feel free. Hail Satan, it doesn't matter to me. Or you can be the devil every Halloween. Feel free. Feel free, lay it down like a wreath, and jump over what's underneath. Feel free. Feel free to never listen and always speak. To never learn and try to teach. Feel free. Feel free to kick a ball at a tree, trying to retrieve your frisbee. Feel free. Feel free, let it be, or let it bleed. John or Paul, Mick or Keith, feel free. Feel free, think of your name on a marquee. Aim for something you can't see. Feel free. Feel free. Spin around and get dizzy. Do I know him? Who is he? Feel free. Feel free, get yourself born in the USA. Love with the love they can't take away. Feel free. Feel free, shave your head in the sink. Brave, don't think. Feel free. Feel free. Put your love above the part you play, and keep your love away from what you get paid. Feel free. Feel free, make a record with your friends. Sing a song that never ends. Feel free. sick at an angle from where we stayed. The stray cats are playing in Spain. All the tiger prints set free. I believe they believe. It's not what you think unless it's hot pink.
Spencer, Sammy, and Jeff Tweedy here on WFUV. Live from the Bitter End, doing a couple of great versions of songs from the new record Twilight Override, the fifth solo album from Jeff Tweedy. And we just heard Stray Cats. And feel free, thank you so much for doing that.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I appreciate that.
Thanks for requesting. We had to scratch out two songs to play that. So, you know, that's on you. Could have played more songs.
But they weren't that good. I'm just kidding. No, I'm just kidding, Jeff. They're all good.
All right, well, it looks like we're done here.
Jeff, I'm so sorry. Oh, God, I blew it. No, but I really appreciate that. I love that song so much. And I know that a lot of our listeners really enjoy that song as well.
Thank you.
Oh, and you know
and
what?
Good job to my children for adjusting to the harmony in real time, because you were doing a part that you don't normally do, right? Because Seema and Macy weren't here. Yeah, all right.
Sounded amazing. Thank you guys so much. And I wanted to say about that song, you have invited listeners to contribute their own lyrics to that song, correct?
That is correct.
Right. So if you want to do a co-write with Jeff Tweedy, you can.
Well.
Caveat.
Let me just. Let's do a little disclaimer here.
Okay.
We have a lot of submissions. And we're going to get to them all eventually. I'm not going to sing them all. But we have like 6,000 verses or something like that. More, 8,000 verses, something like, I don't know. A lot of verses to get through. And I don't want to discourage anybody from sending them in. But a lot of them aren't very good.
Oh, man. They clearly have not read your book, How to Write One Song.
No, it's good that they did them, and that's the whole point of How to Write One Song. So kind of the whole point is that I think even if it's not good, it's good for you to do. And that's what's the whole point. But yeah, it made me feel pretty good about myself.
Like superior, you mean?
I feel like I maybe know how to put a line together.
So one piece of advice that you give to aspiring artists, songwriters, is that you should write for at least 20 minutes every day.
I don't know if you need to beat yourself up like that. I mean, I honestly think it would be 5 minutes or 1 minute, but I do think that an intentional act to spend time with your imagination on a daily basis is good for you. It's something that's good for me, and I think knowing that it's good for me and not feeling like I'm that much different than other people makes me want to share it as something I think it would be good for other people.
Mm-hmm. So you do that every day. You don't take a holiday off.
I mean, it is a holiday in my mind to do that every day. I don't know. I just think it's what I like to do. I don't beat myself up if I don't write like a full song every day. I don't have any real agenda other than to kind of go to bed knowing that I made something or contributed something that I was making that wasn't there when I woke up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
I mean, I think that's kind of the eating darkness part of creativity too, because it puts you on the side. If there's a dividing line between destruction and creation, you're on the side of creation. And also, I think when we think about what our existence, what we've attributed creation to, is something that has a God status. And I think it's good for people to remind themselves that they contain that ability. And we use it all the time. You guys are all liars. I know it. But even a simple little lie of expedience, that's an improvisation. That's your imagination. I'll use a better example. That sounds really bad. I didn't mean to call you all liars.
Calling a spade a spade.
Just realistically, I think probably some of you have probably told lies statistically. But I do think, people always hear people say that they're not creative at all. I don't have a creative bone in my body or something like that. And I'm like, well, how do you get home from someplace that you improvise all the time? You improvise in your conversations with your friends. You know, that's all you're really doing when you're creating. It's just more intentional. So mm-hmm.
That's lovely. It's so encouraging. I love that.
I'm not trying to do that.
Well, you are. He needs more submissions. He needs more.
No, actually, I would love for, before we leave here, everybody is going to contribute one verse. I hope that's okay. It's going to take a while.
I'm down for it.
Okay.
It's a triple album. We've gone through this. Mm-hmm. And you loosely base this on the theme of past, present, and future. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, what went into thinking about the past? It's very Dickensian, by the way. Very
is it?
Christmas Carol.
That was an accident.
Right. Okay.
Oh, yeah, it is, I guess. Yeah. It was a loose structure to organize and sequence three records worth of material. It's not airtight. It's not something I would present as like a incredibly consistent concept record, but I also don't think our perceptions of past, present, and future are consistent, and I think that they do leak into each other, and they are imperfect, and they're I don't know. I just thought it was interesting to, because there was a lot of autobiographical material on the record.
Did you really throw up on your way to a high school dance?
I definitely did at some point. Or is a home going home from a high school?
Coming home, yeah.
Yeah, that is a true story. I didn't. It's a hodgepodge of true stories, but I did have not a car accident. My car broke down on the coldest night that we've ever had in Belleville, Illinois. And anyway. You can listen to the song. We were going to play it, but we were forced to play Feel Free.
I'll play it for you on the radio.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
It's so funny what the things that are forever, those memories that are forever. I wonder if you thought, looking back, wow, that's going to stick with me for the rest of my life. Like, that's one of those things. It's like, I'll forget my name, but I'll never forget that I threw up after a high school party.
Almost everything except for the high points and the low points. And I think it's good that the low points kind of stick with you for a long time, because it's a lesson that you can keep referring to, you know?
Absolutely. So may I have a quick update on some future projects? I know you just, you did a tour with Golden Smog. Are you going to be doing more shows with them?
It depends on them. I'm not in charge of Golden Smog. I get asked occasionally if I want to be a part of a show, and sometimes I don't get asked, but yeah, I would, yeah.
Who wouldn't ask you? That's crazy.
Oh,
I'll
tell you.
Oh, man. Okay.
His name's Gary.
Oh, Gary Lewis.
I'm just kidding.
What about Wilco? Any plans for recording new material?
Yeah, I think that we do have some studio time set aside. It's hard to get a six-piece band all in one place at one time, especially when everybody's got lots of other musical projects. But yeah, I think May or something like that is what we've carved out.
And I'm talking to you in December, late December. It is almost Christmas time. I don't know what you celebrate. Actually, you celebrated Hanukkah with Yola Tango last night.
We do. Our family celebrates everything.
Oh, okay. What is a typical holiday celebration at the Tweedy household? How do you celebrate?
Well, we're Jewish, and we celebrate Hanukkah. We light the menorah, and we also have more Christmas decorations than anybody else on earth because my wife loves Christmas stuff. And I'm looking at her right now, I'm pretty sure I'm in trouble. Can't be completely sure.
You never can tell.
You never can tell. No, I mean, I don't know. What do you guys say? The kids know more than I do. Like, we have Chrismica.
Chrismica. Nice. I like that. That's amazing. All right. Well, thank you so much for celebrating Chrismica with us here at the Bitter End.
Yeah. It's also Spencer and Sammy's birthday month.
Oh, my God. Happy birthday, guys.
Spencer just turned 30 years old. And Sammy is going to be 26 in a few days. One day.
This is one of the best family
always
bands.
Always makes me think that I must have been home a lot in the spring.
All right, you're embarrassing the kids.
At least
now.
Twice I was home in the spring.
All right, well, let's give it up again for the Tweedies. Congratulations on this new record, and let's get some more music live from the Bitter End.
Came back.
I don't want to write about all the things I'm still working out. Terrible things you wouldn't believe. So I'll just leave you with these. Throw away lines, the best I can do. Throw away lines like I love you. I'm afraid you can see what I really mean when I sing.
In between throwaway lines, I don't want to let you down. I always want you around. Man, my tongue, it gets so tied, and the hurt gets harder to hide. Throwaway lines is the best I can do. Throwaway lines like I love you. They don't have to be true. Throwaway lines, an endless parade. Throwaway lines just taking up space. I'm afraid you can see I really mean when I sing. In between my throwaway lines, I'm afraid you can see I really mean when I sing. In between my throwaway lines.
Thank you. It's been lovely playing music for you and saying stuff into a microphone. Thanks for having me, WFUV. This is a song I wrote during the pandemic about things that I thought I hated, about going to see bands that I ended up missing. It's called Lou Reed Was My Babysitter.
I wanna sweat next to you. Sweat next to you with a sticky carpet sucking on my shoes. Cause rock and roll ain't never gonna lose. Nuh-uh. I want you to dance into me. Spill my drink. I wanna feel the kick kicking in my teeth. My bleeding heart bleeding to the beat. Out. I want you to blow smoke in my eyes. Smoke in my eyes. I want to shake, 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 shake until my shoes untie. Cause rock and roll ain't never gonna die. Not as long as you and I are alive. Cause rock and roll is dead, but the dead don't die. The dead don't die, the dead don't die, the dead don't die, the dead don't die. Woo! The dead don't die, the dead don't die, the dead don't die, the dead don't die. Out. I want to feel everything. I want to feel everything. I want to listen to the idiots sing. Till I can't feel anything. Cause rock and roll is dead. The dead don't die. The dead don't
don't die, the dead don't die, the dead don't die, the dead don't die. Woo!
Try that if you want it.
The dead don't die, the dead don't die, the dead don't die, the dead don't die.
Woo! You're late. Try it one more time.
The dead don't die, the dead don't die, the dead don't die, the dead don't die.
You're early. Look out. Thank you so much.
Woo! You know, I almost I love those woo and those rah. So good. Jeff Tweedy, live from the Bitter End. That was Jeff Tweedy performing and in conversation at the Bitter End in New York City. A big thank you to Jeff for joining WFUV at the Bitter End for this special episode of our podcast, FUV Live Sessions. Thanks as well to the entire team at the Bitter End, Jeff's team, DBPM Records, and Dauntless Promotions. Thanks to our WFUV audio team, including Jim O'Hara and David Schneerman. Our FUV Live studio sessions are engineered by Jim O'Hara. Russ Boris booked this session. Thank you so much, sir. Megan Suma produced this show and is our executive producer. Our theme music was composed by John Crick. Be sure to follow FUV Live Sessions wherever you get your podcasts so you can listen to new episodes and find your new favorite artist or band or song. Episodes drop every Monday. Please rate and review the show if you like what you hear so other music lovers can find it. You can also catch audio and video of FUV Live Sessions on WFUV.org. Most importantly, thank you to our live audience for your attention and support. Give yourselves a round of applause. FUV Live Sessions is a production of WFUV in New York City. I'm your host, Elisa Ellie. Thank you so much. We'll see you guys on the radio.